memorize every one of Henry VIII's wives, even the ones he killed. He memorized every play of Macbeth. Shakespeare, we studied everything. Why? Because when a kingdom colonizes you, its lifestyle becomes your lifestyle. So in the Bahamas, we know nothing about Africa. All we know about is England. That's how kingdoms colonize. They take away your history and give you a new one. When you come into the kingdom of God, God takes away your history of sin and degradation and abuse and depression and sickness and fear. And he gives you heaven's wonderful history of salvation and peace and joy and love and long-suffering and goodness and kindness. And you become a son of the living God. Give God a praise if you are in the kingdom of God. The kingdom, therefore, doesn't have members. It has citizens. Paul says your citizenship is in heaven, even though you are living on earth. You know me, I'm from the Bahamas, where God lives. And, you know, even though I'm in the Bahamas, I mean from the Bahamas, I am in Australia. But I am still a Bahamian. My location does not change my disposition. I am a citizen of the Bahamas, but I am in Australia. So I am in Australia, but not of Australia. So when Paul says, hey, your citizenship is not from earth, it's in heaven. Even though you are here, your official papers are in heaven.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
We welcome you.
Let's go.
To the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer.
Come on.
1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Under the dynamic leadership of Bishop Annie Marbury. Please join us now for a sermon already in progress.
Place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do. Because, see, the natural eyes have not seen this. But, oh, when they see this, and I knew that thou heardest me always, but a condition. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus has spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah to the word of God. Hallelujah to the word of God. Hallelujah to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't take this for granted at all. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. God used this not only as a miracle for the people then, he's using it as a miracle now. He's using it to let us know, hey, that sickness they talked about, I'm not going to talk about nobody but myself. Because, see, I don't know nobody else better but myself. See, when I went to the doctor said, and they go by my military name, Agristin, They said, Miss Grissett, you have diabetes. Okay, I have diabetes. Oh, and by the way, Miss Grissett, you have lordosis. And if those who don't know what lordosis is, that's an extra curve in your lower back. I said, okay. I knew that from my child coming up. Miss Grissett, you have flat feet. Okay, I knew that when I came in. Oh, Miss Grissett, you have high blood pressure. The devil is a liar. I don't have high blood pressure. You keep that to yourself. Y'all think I'm playing, but see, Elder Jones ain't always been saved. And so, all these things, my doctor is listening. I'm saying, okay, all right, okay, all right. And I said, God, this sickness is not going to take me out. The doctor said I have diabetes. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Hallelujah, glory to God. August 9th, 2020. I went to work. It took me 20 minutes. Took me 20 minutes to walk from my car to my office. And it only takes me 7 minutes to walk from my vehicle to my office. I was out of breath. I got into my office and I told my coworkers, I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath. They said, well, where you want to go? I said, take me to the urgent care. I got the urgent care here in Leesville. They said, ma'am, you have to go to the emergency room. We can't take care of you here. I went to the emergency room and I told them everything that was bothering me. I couldn't see. I was short-winded. I did not know certain things, and it scared me, saints. The doctor came and told me, he said, ma'am, had you waited any longer, you would have been in a coma. You would have been in a diabetic coma. See, that sickness thought was going to take me out, hallelujah. That sickness thought was going to take me out, hallelujah. But God said, I got some warriors. God said, I got some warriors that's praying for you. I got some warriors that's praying for you. And just like Lazarus, when Martha and Mary sent for him, Jesus to come. Jesus at that time praying. Jesus at that time praying. And that's why he was able to say, he's not dead. He's just asleep. He's sleeping off that illness. He's sleeping off that illness. I was in the hospital 3 days. 3 nights, and I came home, and I said, God, I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for keeping me, God, because I know you didn't have to keep me, God. That sickness thought it was going to take me out. God said, no. He said, tell my people that sickness that is upon them, that trial, that tribulation, that high diabetes, that high blood pressure, whatever the case may be, it's not going to take you out. It's not going to take you out. It's not going to take you out. He's just using it for the glory. That's what he did with Lazarus. As Lazarus laid down on the bed, sick, and Jesus is just walking with his disciples. Lazarus laying here on the bed, sick, but Jesus is walking. And he's saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for healing Lazarus. I thank you for the glory you will get out of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's why he was able to say, thank you, God, for hearing me. That's why he was able to say, thank you, God, for hearing me. And he cried. He cried. That's the human side of Jesus. He cried. He cried. Because the human, the flesh side came out. But nevertheless, the spirit stepped in and said, okay, God, I done cried. Now it's time for you to be lifted up. It's time for you to be edified. It's time for you to receive the glory. And when he said, and we have people here today, y'all may have your seats. We have people here today. You tell them, God's going to bless me with my own 4-bedroom, 3-bath home. Where you going to get that from? You see what kind of job you at? You at McDonald's. You ain't going to have that. God himself's going to get it right now. But he said, I'm going to get it. And see, those type of people, when they come, you kick them to the side. You brush them back. Because, see, they dare to steal your dream. They dare to take away the vision that God given you. And there were people there, it was Jesus, did not believe. And Jesus had to move them back out of the way. He had to move them back away. Don't come close to me. You stay back there. Because, see, at this time, I need believers. I need somebody that's going to come up here with me and believe this thing. Hallelujah. You can't have everybody on your team. Because everybody that's on your team ain't for you. So you need to check out your teammates. And if you're unsure about who you need to have on your team, I'll give you some hints. Pastor Marbury, Bishop Moses, Ella McKinley, Mother Jones, Pastor Shepherd, hallelujah, Deacon Mario, Deaconess Paris, Missionary Denique, Missionary Williams, hallelujah. That's just to name a few. So if you don't know, now you know. That's what the song said. Hallelujah. And Jesus had his team there that was believing with him. Even if it was just him, he had his team. And he spoke the word. He spoke the word. Move the stone. Move the stone. Move the stone. Because see, what's about to happen, it's not of me, it's my Father. My Father has done this. And he stood there and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus stood up and he walked down, and the word of God said he was bound in grave clothes. So we knew he was covered. He was dead, as the word would say, but he was asleep, as God say, hallelujah. And that's what God wants to do with us. He wants to wake us up. He wants us to arise. Because, see, Lazarus had a job to do. He wasn't his time. So that's why Jesus said, arise, Lazarus. Come on. You got a job to do. And that's what God is telling us tonight. Arise, saints. Arise, saints. I have a job for you to do. I have a job for you to do. It's no more time out sitting down, keeping the bench warm. No, it's a harvest that's out there. It's a harvest that's out there. And the laborers are few. The laborers are few. So don't take it for granted that God not only called you, but he chose you for the position that you're in. Don't take it for granted. Because God called us to be a witness unto him. He called us to love him. He called us. He called us. And we answered the call. We picked it up and said, I'm here, Jesus. I'm here. Use me how you see fit, God. And all the people that was there in Bethany, they thought, Deaconess, you can go ahead. The people in Bethany thought this was the end of Lazarus.
I shall rise.
Turn down just a little bit.
I shall be.
They thought that was the end of Lazarus.
I shall go.
But God said, not so. That's the beginning of Lazarus. So I need you to get up. Because I want you to know you're never defeated. Hallelujah. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Never be defeated. you, Jesus. We're going to give you a little space to, you tell us the words as we go, see? I want you singers to help her out if you know the song. And then the anointing of God is going to fill the room. And we're going to allow her to pray for those that need prayer. But because it's a new song, we really don't know the words. But you tell us as I would do. And then we're going to give God the glory to here tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're going to give God some glory up in here tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're going to give the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, what he deserves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The words are, I will rise. I will be. I will go in victory. No weapon formed against me will never overtake me. And because God is the greatest power,
children, they want to come.
I need the ushers to bring the children to the front. want to get some prayer. Bring them to the front. They want to get some prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I need you adults to help me out. Keep. I need your songsters to keep singing the song. Just put it low. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My. Help them out. Thank you, Father. Glory. Ellen McKinley, you help them. Where are you, Father? Let's spread them out. Ellen McKinley. Thank you, Jesus. Spread them out.
Yeah.